Welcome to the show, bitches. I hope your Tuesday's going well. Let's roll this shit. Hey everyone, it's me, Coralie, and welcome to my podcast, Coralie's Anxieties. So what's going on in the world today? Provincial election, NDP won, majority government, I think I talked about it on Sunday shows. Talking about the Sunday shows, I know the two were completely different topics, but there was a common similarity in that. And I just wanted to kind of clear the air if you felt that maybe the shows were kind of a bit scatterbrained. I kind of felt they were a bit scatterbrained if I didn't know where the creation was coming from. And I think what it boils down to, we can let our anxieties run wild with coronavirus. The news keeps giving us all this negative information. I still don't believe we've been told the truth about the coronavirus and the long-term effects. We keep hearing from our leaders that a vaccine's going to save everything and it's coming soon. I don't believe that. I don't believe that to be true. We've already seen that there's no HIV vaccine. I've talked about that before in other podcasts. That's 30, 40 years old. COVID may never get a vaccine, but none of these political figures are talking about a substantial treatment that helps the majority of the masses. So if you allow the news, and I agree with Donald Trump, it's fake news in many ways. It's scripted to scare us, keep us in fear. That we need something that will help us get through it much easier and overcome it and keep the death rate very low. Or people with long-term negative effect low. The second podcast was talking about, and I don't remember his name, it was media that I watched on YouTube that I was quite intrigued by his story or his perspective, his truth, so to speak. And this is where it does tie in. A lot of what we hear on the news, and most of you probably talk about this with your friends, and you probably think it yourself, that the news is in a lot of ways bullshit or nothing good coming out of it. It's also the truth, someone's own truth. So when we watch things on the news, it can create anxiety. And the easiest way to remove the anxiety is to watch less news or really internalize and filter a bunch of it out and not let it get our anxieties up. The second part of that, the second show, this guy talking about the aliens and people I've watched in the past talking about the flat earth movement because I was curious about it and I wanted to see what the real perspective was or what their truth is. But we let social media give us anxieties. And we've seen anxieties come to a head in the last 5 to 10 years. Some of it has to do because we're carrying cell phones around and we're way overconnected when we're not used to being that connected. But we're also seeing things that make us feel sad. A friend posts something on Facebook. They're flying to Cancun and there's a photo of them with people there. They're drinking and having fun. Because that's what the picture shows. Most of the time when you go away on holidays, the pictures you're going to post up online and upload are pictures of you having fun in a good situation. The reality of it is that trip could be a complete shit show. Or that moment could be a complete disaster, even though the photo tells a different story. So it's all perspective. Yet those are things that can create all kinds of anxieties. I watch a lot more YouTube. There's a lot of creators I follow because their perspective gives me enjoyment. It takes my anxiety away. But that isn't true for everyone. So when we watch this stuff, like the news, we look at social media, whether it's Twitter or Facebook or I guess TikTok now, Snapchat, YouTube, we have to filter it out and realize it's somebody else's perspective, somebody else's truth. It may seem that our lives are very boring, that they're having a great time. which is probably the farthest thing from the truth. And it can create anxiety. Oh, I wished I was just like so-and-so because they have such a thing and the photos are always so great and they're always talking about how wonderful it is, but the truth might not be that. If you're going to use social media for entertainment purposes, you have to remember to take it as entertainment purposes. Same with YouTube. Watch somebody else's truth on YouTube and think back about it and go, okay, there's a conversation there. I'm not going to let it bother me. Do I believe what they're saying? Well, sometimes I do like to hear the people's perspectives on their reality to give me food for thought and remove anxiety. That's why I don't watch the news very often. I'll watch a little bit of local news in the morning. I don't want to watch the rest of the news because there's nothing ever good on it and it does create anxiety. And I've gotten myself to a point where I'm no longer medicated for the anxiety. And I never want to go back to a point where I have to be medicated. Life is too short to be over-medicated. It's more about having fun. So the perspective of those two shows is showing how some of those similarities kind of coagulate together, even though they're completely different topics. And not allowing those things, somebody else's reality, to create my anxiety. There's enough things in the day, going to the grocery store, going to work, can create anxiety. We see a lot of people rushing to work in the morning. Rushing to get to work. Why didn't you leave earlier? Are you really rushing to get to work for you, or are you rushing to work for the people you work for? I don't rush to work. I might rush to the coffee shop before work, but I'm not rushing to work. It's just how I'm programmed and how I operate. And I quite like it. I don't plan on changing that mentality. I have an employer that pays me very little. They want 100% of my attention. No, I had to re-explain that situation, that no, you don't get much of my attention, not for what you pay and for how little I work for you. It means nothing. It's replaceable in a second. But I do think sometimes these people think that we're replaceable, and they're not. And I guess what I had to do was to inform them that they are replaceable easily. Life is too short to worry about that stuff. That's one of the things I've learned about anxiety and minimizing it, I suppose. So using YouTube to get a different perspective on life and maybe a lighthearted perspective on somebody else's truth can be kind of interesting, especially when it's as whacked out as the video I listened to and watched about all these alien civilizations throughout the universe, the Andromedans. I'm finding it quite interesting. And I did this about 3 or 4 years ago with the Flat Earth movement because I wanted to know what was their perspective and why they had this perspective. One of the things about the Flat Earth movement that I didn't realize until I started watching a lot about it, when you bring it up, you get people really pissed off. And I'm like, I'm not trying to get you pissed off or have a heated debate about this. I watched this stuff because I was curious because someone else had brought it up and I knew nothing about it. And I just find it interesting that somebody else has this perspective. Because it's somebody else's truth, maybe not mine. The same with the space alien thing. I think it's interesting. And I find what I found really fascinating, that there's more people that talk about these same encounters with these beings and have similar stories. Is there truth to that? I don't know. If there are space aliens, I hope they appear soon and give us some clarity to what humans are and to where we're going or not going. Because I do think we've been lied to about many things. I think we've been lied to about a lot of things about our ancestral pasts, about what humans are, who we are, why we're here on the planet. But if you keep listening to the news and false media, your anxiety will run high. Your natural vibration will continue to be low because you're living in fear. And you'll never get from the third dimension to the fourth dimension. And those that don't know what I'm talking about, you have to look into the third, fourth, fifth dimension and the raising of vibrations. So that's kind of my perspective on why those two shows were so different, yet they were kind of tied together. I just thought I should clarify it, because some of you might be scratching your head. They were intended to be completely different, yet have some connection. And that connection is the stories people tell can create anxieties for those listening, if we believe it to be true. We're small in the grand scale of things on this planet. As a single entity, we're very small. We don't mean a lot to a lot. We mean a lot to a little. And that's the part that becomes very important. Making sure that those people that are the closest to us, the loved ones, friends, family, that we give them our attention and not worry about those outside sources. When my ex was buying a home, my 8-year-old was getting upset. She didn't have enough money to buy a house. And she was getting anxiety over it. And I thought that wasn't very fair of my ex to put that anxiety on my child or our child. And I said to her that you don't need to worry about that. You're 8 years old. You're a kid. You're supposed to worry about what toys you want to play with. And me nagging you to brush your teeth and get to bed on time. Not saving money to buy a house or a car in the future. It seems that our priorities are mixed up, and it's what's creating a lot of this anxiety. And I just wanted to give you my view on the social aspect of social media and what we call the news. There seems to be other agencies of news sources out there that are actually trying to give us more perspective on better news. And hopefully some of the content creators that are continuing to do content on YouTube, as much as it's their job, they're presenting their content in a productive way for humanity and removing anxiety from a lot of us because we're using it as pure entertainment. You know, the year or the time of the reality TV show, even though a lot of us get caught up in that stuff, it's actually very scripted, and you can kind of see it from season to season. In the beginning, it didn't. It was easy to get caught up in it. Now it's just cheap entertainment, because we know it's scripted. It's not really reality. Where YouTube, if it's a good creator not trying to pull the wool over your eyes, gives you reality TV. It's probably why I like watching people that live in the van life community. Some of it might be scripted, but that's their truth. And it's more reality. Maybe it's an escape. But it's the reality they like, and they're happy with it. It's not right for everybody. I don't think I'd want to live in a van, but I'd like to have one to get away. I think a custom van build would be far superior than buying a motorhome or a travel trailer. Especially if the van is four-wheel drive and you can get into the country and become one with the nature and soothe your soul, or my soul in that case. Finding time to meditate. When I first started meditating is when my anxiety got it to its highest. I haven't been meditating much lately because it feels like things are spinning back up into craziness between the media, between running a home, working, trying to stay afloat. And I think the more I sit and think with myself, the more I realize I do need meditation in my life because it brought balance and harmony. It also allows me to filter out the nonsense, or at least the nonsense from my reality. I have a crossroads here. I have 4 jobs. I need to make that one job. And kind of see where the future goes. Maybe this podcast is a little bit mundane. I'm not sure. I think we got some exciting stuff coming up in the future. It is Coralie's anxiety after all. And I do get anxiety about creating good content for you guys. I wished I could give you some haughty news from the gym. I can't. I've been to the gym once in the last 5 weeks, partly because I hurt my back, and the other reason is I'm working four jobs. The only way I'd make it to the gym is if I stopped sleeping and eating. That's not going to happen. I like my sleep and food. However, I am planning on going Sunday because I don't work, and maybe the hottie will be there again. Would be fun. Then I could do a hottie update. Vibrator? I don't know how my vibrator is working. I can't give you a vibrator update. I've been working too much to see it. But I think it works well. Anyways, this is just my 2 cents on the recap from the Sunday shows. It's Tuesday. Feel very chill today. Very calm. That's probably a good place to be. That was the other thing before I let you go. I have noticed that a lot of my creators that I do follow on YouTube and people that are generally creating something that's real, due to COVID, they're finding it's harder to create content because more of us are staying home or not doing the things that we did pre-coronavirus. Because I think we're in fear because of the media, which makes for boring entertainment. So trying to create better media when there's less to talk about becomes difficult. So anyways, it's my Tuesday. It's kind of humdrum. I'm going to move forward with the rest of the week. Hopefully things work out. We'll do a Thursday podcast. Try to get back to the 3 podcasts a week. Work a little bit less, love a little bit more. Anyways, peace, love, and namaste.